I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on. Have you guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Well, Michael, listen, I'm just going to tell you straight up. I think Tiffany's crazy. I want you to know I've recorded this whole night just for posterity. You know, I'm concerned about her and this pyramid scheme with this QVC party. I just think she's in a scam. I think she knows she's in a scam. I think she's trapped, you know? I mean, how did you feel when she came out and she said, here's a vibrating light switch? What's that about?
It's really kind of just weirding me out that everything vibrates. Like there was she brought out a vibrator that just vibrated more. It had a vibrate function on top of the vibrate function and it just warped itself out of reality. That one kind of messed with me.
That's actually pretty standard for women. You're going to need that if you're in a long-term relationship. So that's not surprising, but like,
okay.
When she came
out,
so
much I don't understand.
Yeah. No. When she came out though with the, what was it? It was a paperclip. A paperclip that vibrated.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The big one?
No, the little one.
The like arm?
The little one.
Okay, she had so many different size ones. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Why
What's that for?
Why are there so many sizes of paperclips? Why do they all vibrate?
Yeah, there's like 15 different sizes.
Honestly? What company is making all these products? How come they can still keep getting sold? It's got to be just the pyramid scheme, you know?
Do you think QVC is part of the pyramid scheme and she just hasn't realized it yet?
What does QVC even stand for? Probably questionable, valuable chumps.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, what else would it be?
Quail.
Velociraptor crayons. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That's just nonsense words.
Quizzical, vulnerable cowards. That's probably what it is.
Oh.
That's probably what it is.
I mean, that seems kind of harsh, though, to call Tiffany a coward. I think she's broken and depressed, but not a coward, you know?
Listen, I don't want to call a horse if it's going to hurt its feelings, but this, okay. I mean... I love Tiff. I saw her get beaten over the head with a Bud Light bottle just for saying Merry Christmas once. You know, she's a good girl. She said, I'm sorry. She said, I deserved it, you know? And she's a doll, but I can't join this company. I can't help her sell canoes that vibrate. What is this? What?
Yeah, and at least the QVC part doesn't seem to be part of the pyramid scheme, right? Like, she didn't have you sign anything, right?
Well, I mean, we have a couple secret handshakes, and one of them is to put our signature on a document. She didn't. You think that was a bad thing?
I don't know.
We're just in the club Notaries Anonymous, so I just thought that it was like a fun little callback to our notary days.
Was this party to get us to work for QVC or to buy things that vibrate?
I no longer know. And you know what? But you know what I do know? You know what I do know? That's a rat.
What?
She's got a pet rat, not a dog.
That's absolutely a rat, but I can tell you it's got all its shots now.
Thank you.
You know, I fixed its weird snaggle tooth.
Thank you.
It's a healthy rat. It's a very big rat. Like, I know she was saying it was like the size of a dog. I assumed like a chihuahua. Didn't think it was going to be like Doberman size.
Wait.
Like, that's a big rat.
Oh, God. There it is.
Hey there. Who's your
Benji.
Hi, Benji.
Hi, Benji.
Hi, Benji.
Wait, so.
Hi, Benji.
Michael.
It's, how is it barking?
What? Michael, so you told me, this rat dog, I mean, it's probably barking because it's so big. It is dog size. She wasn't wrong about that. She's not
huge.
She's not as wrong as I thought. But Michael, you said you fixed its snaggle tooth. What do you mean? Did you just take it in the bathroom and just sort of amputate its tooth and insert it back in and give it some Neosporin?
She was telling me it had a really weird snaggle tooth, and all it was a large candy corn lodged into one of its gums.
Is the poor woman feeding it candy corn? Is that how she's keeping it alive?
I'm not sure. It seems to be pretty healthy, though, honestly.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm going to have you buy the medium-sized vibrating paperclip for me, please.
You don't want the margarita maker?
No, I don't want the margarita maker. That thing, that was child's play. That was put in green sand and then put in white sand, turn this lever and put it into this plastic cup. That wasn't actual alcohol, Michael. That was all sand she tried to sell us.
Oh, I drank an entire one of those.
Michael.
It turned into liquid.
Okay, all right. Tiff, is that you?
It's just Southern Jim.
Oh, hey, Southern Jim.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys before the party, so I just wanted to check in and see how you guys were doing tonight.
Good. And Jim, before we get into that, can I just say thank you for treating my wounds the other week when I got beat up by the dresser? You disappeared before I could say thank you. You're a real hero.
No, I'm not a hero at all. But I thank you for that. And it's no problem. You know, I'm used to treating these kinds of wounds when the new person, you know, moves into the neighborhood. It's my pleasure. If anything, I should be thanking you for your friendship, Michael.
Jim, what would we do without you?
Well, you guys would just be fine without me, but I do hope that I add just a little bit of pizzazz into you guys' life.
Oh, we'd be overrun with demons. That's what would probably happen if you weren't here. Truly.
That is true. We have a lot of demons, and I don't mean the dramatical kind that the housewives like to refer to as, you know, catty behavior. I mean physical, awful demons from hell.
Jim, you're basically the neighborhood shaman. You're the one who's taught half of us half the dark arts we know. I mean, without you, I don't know. I'd definitely be on pills, you know?
I do realize that one day, sooner rather than later, I'm going to perish from this earth, and I just want to share my knowledge with everybody else in the neighborhood.
You're
such a treasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So what did you guys buy at the QVC party tonight?
Well, I had Michael buy me a medium-sized vibrating paperclip. That's all I could reasonably desire.
And I bought a margarita maker.
Oh, I have a couple of those from Tiffany myself sitting in my basement.
Jim,
So it's a good product that people want, right?
No, one is enough, but I have about five.
Is it not sand, though? Isn't it all sand? You're basically making sand art. This isn't actual margaritas, is it?
Yep. It's sand. But you get used to the taste. And you pour a little tequila in there, and it tastes... you can't even... Me and Robert, we can't even taste the difference most of the time.
It's just sand.
So you can't ingest it? Like, that's okay? Because I ingested a lot of it tonight. I had, like, four.
Michael.
I had four.
You know, it's okay. I've built up my tolerance.
You had four sand drinks. You had one sand drink, and then you decided to have a second sand drink, and then on top of that, a third and then a fourth sand drink.
They tasted pretty good. I don't know. I like it. It's like a dry drink.
You get used to it. I told you. You really do.
Yeah, you get used to it. It's like you have one, and then you're like, this kind of tastes weird and off and like sand, and like it's bad and it hurts my teeth. But then you have the second one, you're like, I'm kind of getting into this.
You know what, Michael? I'm actually going to ask if you can also pick up an order of the vibrating curtains for me. I think you've really earned that one. Just going to add a little more to the shopping cart, you know?
Those come in handy, I tell you. I love my vibrating curtains.
No? Okay, wait. Tiffany could not give me an answer other than it improves your health. What is the vibrating function for?
Oh, you know, it just it relieves neck tension, muscle tension in your back that leads to headaches and migraines and a general feeling of unwellness. So I find that I'm just healthier with them.
I will tell you, she actually, for one of the holidays last year, I think it was, what was it? Lent? I don't know. She gave me a gift on Lent. I don't know what that's about, but she did. And it was a vibrating plastic house plant. And she said it was good. It was going to heal me. And I was like, all right, Tiff, I'll take it. And I was throwing it in the trash later that day, but I did turn it on. And I can tell you, I was blocked up for a couple days there. After I turned that plant on, I went. So Maybe she does have a point. I don't know. It works.
I truly do believe that it works.
And then after that, one of my kids shot a raisin out of his nose. It was stuck in there for 2 years. So that might... Yeah, just like that. Just like that, Michael.
Excuse me. There's a lot of sand in my sinuses. I can feel it.
Michael.
I can feel the sand in my sinuses.
Come here. Let me. I have this little trick. If you don't mind, it involves me touching your body, so I do want full consent.
I consent.
All right. I'm gonna turn you around, and I'm gonna smack the back of your the middle of your back with my palm, just like this. You feel anything?
Wait a second. Can one of you guys please pass me a sand margarita and can you do it again and I'll just sit down and watch?
Yeah, here you go. You can have mine. I'm, like I said, I don't drink, but I like to pretend I do. So here, take mine.
Thank you. Thank you, Southern Jim. Please keep playing, boys.
Am I getting slapped again?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Turn back around. Yeah. I'm going to do it one more time. Ready?
A little harder. Okay.
Oh,
okay. Does that feel? You feel any different? I'm gonna massage your neck for a few minutes now. Does that feel?
Oh, ooh, Jim.
Oh, down, Benji. Wow. Down, Benji. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, Benji.
He's such a cute little rascal.
You're getting me in all the right spots there, Jim. Yeah. Wow.
I have the touch. I have the touch. Yeah. I do.
Your hands are so like big and strong, but
confident,
soft,
and confident.
Confident. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
how you feel now?
Wow. I feel like I never got stabbed by a dresser is how I feel. That's incredible.
Michael, it looks like you might have some some muscle knots on the front of your shoulders. Maybe Southern Jim, you could knead those out while looking at him. Is that possible? Because I wouldn't.
I have your full consent, Michael.
My front feels fine again, but sure, yeah. Right.
It doesn't look fine.
I'm just going to massage tenderly the left and the right sternum.
Wow.
Just like that. That feels...
Ow.
Oh, you are very tight right here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're dealing with a little bit of romantic chaos, aren't you? I can tell. You got some tension right there.
There's something going on.
Oh, my God.
That's for sure.
I'm so glad you bought the eight beaters.
Tiffany.
Yep. Yeah, there it is.
Tiff, thank you so much for inviting us.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much for coming to my QVC party. Ah!
This sand margarita is so dry. So dry.
It's like no calories, so like it doesn't go to your butt. It doesn't go to your breasts. Oh my God.
Yep, I am so thankful I'm here.
Oh my God, well...
I'm very glad it doesn't go to my breasts.
Oh my God. I mean, if it did, it would still be really hot, Michael. Oh my God.
You know... Should I step out and get a... I might start smoking cigarettes right now. How do you guys feel about that?
That's a very, very bad habit. Please do not pick that up.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for the massages, Southern Jim. That was really good.
You are most welcome, Michael. Anything that I can do for you any time of day or night, you let me know.
Okay, yeah. You know, I'll respect, you know, those boundaries and not call you in the middle of the night, but thank
just
you for
like
the
Jimmy
offering.
Does. I mean, he calls me in the middle of the night sometimes, and I don't know what that boy gets up to sometimes.
I don't know. There's always a weird smell coming from his backyard, but the fence is so high, I can't see past
it's so
it.
High.
So.
I helped him install that. It's so high.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh my god. Well, anyways, yeah. Oh my god. Hi. Sorry.
Yeah, I just have one question. I was confused, you know, when you were trying to sell us the vibrating volleyball net. What did you say was the benefits of that again? I'm thinking about getting it for my mother-in-law, for Meemaw, but sure.
Okay, I mean, you're already getting two things. That seems like Michael, pretty good, right?
Michael, now's not the time, okay? You brought me here, okay. I'm sorry.
So there are like numerous health benefits to buying the volleyball net. Numerous. So many. Yep.
Like?
Like lots of health benefits. Duh. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Like liver.
Sure.
Heart.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Lungs.
Yeah, totally. Probably.
Pancreas?
Oh, definitely, maybe.
Glutes?
Okay.
Michael, it kind of sounds like you work for QVC.
Bones.
Oh my god, do you need a job? I can get you a job.
No,
are you sure?
I'm good.
Because,
totally set.
Benji,
set.
Get down. Thank you.
Benji!
Hey, Benji! Oh my god, sorry. I'm taking him to his first training lessons tomorrow, Sunday. So he'll be trained and he won't be so dangerous.
He's not getting trained with other dogs, is he?
Yeah, obviously he's a dog. Like, what would he be trained with? Like a pack of rats?
It's just that, you know, since he's like kind of technically feral.
He is not feral. Michael, you cannot say that in front of him. He is so sensitive.
Okay, I understand. But like, you might want to get him individual training with just one trainer for a little bit. Before he gets into a group of dogs that he might eat.
It is what it is. Anyway, I need to go. Okay, I gotta get the pizza rolls out of the oven for Brad. Thank you guys so much for coming to my party. Oh my god, much love. Michael, I always love to see you. And I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you so much, Tiff.
Yeah, absolutely. Continue to mingle.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Continue to mingle. I'm just gonna go into the kitchen.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime, step away. Ray. I mean, anytime. Please, any time that you want to. Anytime.
What?
She was making out with her hand as she left. I think she was just kidding. She was tonguing her.
Yeah, I think she was. That's a little weird.
She had her hand up right in front of her face and she was licking it like an ice cream cone, but making eye contact with you, Michael, and just gliding her tongue up and down her fingers and in between them while looking at you in the eye.
Dude, what are you like talking about? You're talking about like licking.
Hey, Brad.
Are you talking about like licking crotch? Dude.
No.
Brad, honey, you don't even know what a crotch is, okay? I don't even...
Shut up, dude.
Okay, tell me what a crotch is. Listen, you little idiot, what's a crotch? Say it.
Okay, I'm stepping over.
It's like, you know, dude, I'm not gonna say it just because you want me to say it.
All right, Brad. Why didn't you go?
I'm not going to say it just because, you want me to say it, damn, okay? Stupid. I didn't even want to come to a stupid party, but, it's at my house. So I had, no choice, dude.
Listen, I'm sorry, Brad. Tonight's been a rough night. I've had one more sand margarita than I ever should have had in my whole life. And I'm just in this place. I'm about to lose my house. People are trying to sell me vibrating paper clips. I don't know what's going on. There's a rat that keeps barking at me. And, I'm just a little at wit's end, okay? So, if you don't know what a crotch is, that's okay. I'll hire someone to teach you back when I'm rich again. I'll figure it out. But
Like maybe what, you just can go with show your Tostinos. Like
no, I'm not gonna show. Me. What do you mean show you? Okay,
I don't know, fine. Dude. Like it's, show me Brad, in the classroom or something. I don't know,
Brad.
What,
Brad? Don't ask people to show you their crotches.
Why, dude? It's... Do you even know what a crotch is, you idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be,
yeah.
Right. To be fair. To be fair, Brad. Brad's probably right. I don't know if you know either, Michael, what a crotch is. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll believe you. I'll believe you.
Yeah. No, it's like the, you know, it's that, it's the no-no part.
Oh,
know?
Dude. Benji.
It's the no-no.
Stupid dog.
Hey, Benji.
Stupid freaking dog. Right. I hate that my mom even brought the stupid freaking dog home.
Oh, yeah. I'll take care of Benji. You guys talk. I'll just.
All right. Brad,
you know, Miss Clara. Miss Clara. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help. But notice that you said you were going to lose your house. Is this true?
Yeah, I, you know, Derek's been the breadwinner of the family. And with the Kinkler app, he's been doing really well. But there's just, I think the federal government is after him or maybe some of his competitors, you know, the apps. It's just the woman industry is kind of tanking right now, maybe because everyone realizes that, I don't know. We're not as valuable. We're not objects. And that's kind of what the business was based on, though, was objectifying women. So it's sort of a, ooh, let's not get woke right now, ladies, you know. But we're in a bit of a struggle right now. I'm trying to figure out how to get the kids to give back a little. And yeah, it's losing the house is on the table. We're looking at options. We're looking at ways to make money. I almost joined QVC with Tiff over here, but I just don't think I can sell my soul like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to do. What should I do, Southern Jim? What should
you
I do?
I personally can't answer that for you, Clara. You know, I'm not in your shoes, so I don't know. But all I can say is follow your gut. Whatever your gut is telling you, you need to follow it. And listen, I'll be here. Me and Robert will cook you dinner. We'll be a shoulder to cry on. You need a bill to pay. I'll help you pay a bill. I've done it with Jimmy before. You know, you don't have to go through this alone.
All right. Thank you, Southern Jim.
Benji, put down the vibrator.
Oh, Benji's making off with a vibrator. Do you see that? Oh, that's a big vibrator.
It's a big rat with a big vibrator.
Nice. Dude, that's freaking awesome. Anyway,
no.
I'm going to go play some Halo. This is really lame. Bye, dudes.
Bye, Brad.
Good night. Have a great night, Brad.
Benji, put down the gun.
Oh, my Southern God. Jim. He's got a gun. Yes, yes. Oh, God. I'm here.
I've got... Listen, don't focus on the rat with the gun right now. I have a question.
So, yes, go for it.
I've heard in the past you mentioned you've got a tarantula farm in the backyard.
I do.
Are you looking for any partners? Is there money in tarantulas? I never thought that this would be my life and how I would come into money, perhaps. But gosh, I'm on my last leg. And you know, that's hard to say. I have a son with only one leg. I can't really talk like that. But I'm stressed, Jim. I'm stressed. My hair's falling out. It's kind of one of my only, it's one of my best features. It's falling on the ground and this little rat's eating it. What do I do?
I noticed, but you know, Claire, you're still beautiful. You could be bald. You could lose both your eyeballs. You'll still be gorgeous. You're still going to light up the entire room.
You mean that, Jim? You mean I could lose both my eyeballs and be bald and I could light up a room? What's that?
No. I'm sorry. This rat is really rattling me. But yes.
Oh my God, I found a trigger.
Oh my God. Ah! Holy ah! shit. Oh my God, I almost just swore and I don't even swear. Anyway, yes, Clara, you could lose your head, honey, and you'd still be gorgeous. Don't worry about that.
I could have nothing from the neck up and I could keep my family and husband. No.
Yes.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
You could. Listen, honey, if you need money,
Why? Come work at the tarantula farm. It's, you know, I haven't had enough time for my tarantulas lately because I've been so busy being a roofer and a carpenter at the and a full-time husband. You know, I do take pride in my husband, Robert. So if you need money, honey, come work at the tarantula farm. I will teach you the ins and outs of tarantula farming.
Jim, I just don't know what this neighborhood would do without you. I just don't know.
You guys would be just fine no. without me. Do not no. worry. Yeah, yes.
Michael would be dead from you a would. Dresser. No, Michael.
Guys.
Michael. What?
Are you?
Sorry, I wrestled the gun away from Benji. Oh. He did graze me with one of the bullets, oh, but it's okay. It's
let
a
me take
wound.
A look. Oh, Michael, that's not a flesh wound. That went in and out the other side.
Totally fine. It's just my left arm. I don't use it that much.
Look at you, Jim. You're,
but point is, I got the gun.
You're diagnosing people at a QVC party. You're an angel. You're an American hero. Like
I am no angel. I am no better than anybody else. We are all equal people. But Michael, we do need to get the. We do need to address your wound. It is significant.
Yeah, it's. It's probably it's
okay. Well, it's we're gonna sit fine. You down in this chair. Just take a seat. Okay. It's okay. All right. You just right. go into your little world. Have a moment with yourself.
The thing is, the problem was Benji didn't really fire the gun. It turns out that it's a QVC gun that vibrates, and it vibrated so much that the bullets came out.
No, I bought one of those tonight. It gets a little rascally careful. At the tarantula farm, so I wanted to protect myself.
Yeah, no kidding. Man.
So, Clara.
Ow.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Clara.
No, it's fine.
Monday morning, you show up at my tarantula farm, and you got yourself a job.
What do I wear, though? Is this, like, God,
whatever
what do
you
I
want.
Wear?
I mean, the tarantulas aren't going to be impressed, so you wear whatever you want.
But I normally wear, like, Juicy Couture and Louis Vuittons and Adidas. Like, what? Is that okay? And,
do you wear those on your head? Or, like, what?
All over,
what's a,
Michael.
What's a Juicy Vuitton?
What? It's all over. All Coach, you know, Coco Chanel, you know. I'm normally very high-tiered Tiffany's, you know, not our Tiffany, but Tiffany's, like diamonds, sterling silver. God, I'm ruined if I'm not rich. Ruined.
You know, there is more to life. Than money. Happiness comes from living a life full of contentment and joy. You gotta live with virtue and you gotta live with meaning.
I used to live a life with meaning. I was literally an archaeologist in South America. I was the one running in front of a rolling boulder. I was the one, you know, uncovering these skulls of unknown origin. I was the one almost getting hit with arrows and spears. And then what? You have a date with someone you met on Tinder named Derek, and then you're pregnant and you live with him forever. I lost that part of my life, okay? I had to give it up. I had to give it up. Mm-hmm. My life isn't for me anymore. I can't. I had that. I had what I wanted. It's dead now.
You know, what I'm hearing is that you
what you're hearing
like you're not
what you're
a person.
Hearing what you're hearing is I need a medium-sized vibrating paperclip, please.
No, yeah, I put in the order while I was wrestling the gun away from the rat.
Thank
the
dog, you.
The dog.
Thank you,
Michael. You're looking a little flush there. You doing okay? You did lose a significant amount of blood.
Yeah. I mean, it's less blood than the dresser took out of me, so I think we should be fine.
Okay, that's good to know.
I just can one of you guys make me a margarita?
Mm-hmm. I'm right on it. I'll be right back.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Wait, did you want sand or wet? You should have said no. You should have said say wet.
I guess.
Michael, you should want wet margarita.
Like... I kind of like the texture, though. The sand one.
All right.
It's like you know, the best part of margarita is the salt on the rim, but it's all,
you know,
the salt.
You know, salt is not the same thing as sand, right? It's not.
I do now.
All right. I think we've had a good enough night. Yep. You know what? Two sand margaritas, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah. What, are you guys driving me home?
You betcha.
You angel.